Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. This is Maisha Avery with Maisha Avery Talks. Before we get started, I always like to start off my show by introducing who I am, because I am aware that there are some individuals that may have just seen the promotion of my show on social media or online and may not know who I am or what it is that I do. So I always like to start off with introducing myself. Again, my name is Maisha Avery. I am the CEO and founder of Inspire to Change LLC, my mission and purpose of Inspire to Change is to help educate, motivate, and inspire others into a healthier lifestyle. Started my journey about 3 years ago now, where I've actually lost over 70 pounds. So with that, I decided to, first I became a blogger, and then from there, I grew into a healthy lifestyle speaker. I am also a health educator at a few organizations here in Charlotte. I've also created Let's Get Physical, which is a group workout that I do here in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I am based out of. And then from there, I also have clients that I work with where I teach them how to eat properly, constructing meal plans and those things. And I'll get into my social media handles and how you can follow up with me and contact me towards the end of the show. So today's show is going to be about, well, today's show is entitled Body is a Beast. And the reason why I came up with this, I have been thinking about it really like all week. And what prompted me to talk about this was because I just remember going through my own journey and just going through the processes of dealing with my body as it was changing. So that's what prompted me to do this show today. So the beast resembles, of course, the healthy lifestyle journey, which is not easy at all. And what will actually, and if you're embarking on a healthy lifestyle journey, you will realize that what will actually make it harder is when you, I don't want to use self-hate because that is a very strong word, but when you don't love your body throughout the entire process. So I just wanted to take some time and give some tips on the body is a beast. So as stated, living a healthier lifestyle is not going to be easy. And, of course, I always promote through my actual blog and what my mission and purpose is that I don't necessarily tailor to weight loss. What I do tailor to is living a healthier lifestyle, because with living a healthier lifestyle, then, of course, you will see results, which will be weight loss. So that's a no given. If you live a healthier lifestyle, then you're going to reap the benefits of that, which is losing weight. But in the process of losing weight, especially when you go through a major transformation, it is a lot on you mentally. The journey is much more harder mentally than it is anything, and because you're going from B to A, so let's go backwards. But with that, things change so much. And for myself, when I started out, I don't have this story of, you know, me being fit and then, you know, gaining weight or what have you, and then going. So I don't have that type of story. The type of story that I have is that I always struggled with living a healthier lifestyle, which means eating properly, and then also struggling with weight and, you know, being unhealthy. So when I lost over 70 pounds, at one point in time during my journey, I lost almost 100 pounds. But when I went through that process and with my body changing, it was very difficult because you basically are getting used to a brand new person. And, you know, we often think that when individuals lose weight, it automatically solves your issues in life or what have you, but it doesn't, because you have to get used to this new body that you may not have ever had in your life. And for me, I never had that body. I think it may have been a little bit easier if I had that particular body, or I was this particular weight before and gained weight and then lost it or what have you, then I would be used to that sort of body. But for me, it wasn't like that because I've never had, I never was the size that I am now ever in my life. And even from day to day, it's a little bit difficult. But there are some things that you can do to love your body through the beast, which is the process of it all. So I will give some hints. And what I always like to do is for anyone that is listening or for anyone that will be tuning in later, what I always stress is that take some time and write some points down. You don't necessarily have to, the information that I give, you don't necessarily have to go by the points step by step as I have done, but what you may find out is just bulleting some points and working through them on your own, it will help you. So with that being stated, let's get into the first point of it all. And the first point of it all is understanding and being able to work through change. And what I mean by that is that change has its own process. And change can look so different for each individual. So you always want to understand, because I don't think that when I set out to, and this is a step that I completely missed, but I understand the process of it all. When I set out to embark on a healthier lifestyle or what have you, I didn't realize what I was actually getting myself into. I didn't even know really what I was getting myself into. Like I stated, my ultimate goal was to live healthier. My goal was not to lose almost 100 pounds. So with that being stated, I didn't plan for, or I didn't get used to, I didn't plan for, nor did I take time to understand what was going to happen to me. As I stated, I did this completely alone, so I didn't have a trainer, someone that was, experienced in this, where they may have seen people go through a transformation or what have you. I just did it on my own. And as I stated, my goal was to live a healthier lifestyle, and I didn't really realize the impact that it would have on my life or on my body. So I did not understand, or I did not plan for the change that was going to happen to me, or actually through me. So I would say understanding that, and even if you have to take a look at some people and their transformation, I would say take some time and prepare that it's going to change, because for me, I feel like there was a time where it did not happen fast, but I will say that when I look back on the actual process and then moving on into now, I remember just looking at myself in the mirror from day to day, and now it feels like every time I looked at myself in the mirror that I was actually just dropping weight, like, and I didn't even realize it. So I would say understand that change is going to happen, because through that, when you don't realize what's taking place, it can be a burden on you mentally and emotionally. And I believe that that's what happened to me, because I didn't understand. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So with that being stated, I would say understand that change is going to happen. And like I stated, don't focus so much on the actual weight loss that you miss the whole process, but focus on living a healthier lifestyle. And with focusing on living a healthier lifestyle, then you will understand that change will happen. So when that change happens, you're not completely thrown off or slighted, such as myself. So first thing first, understand that change is going to happen. Now, I always say, don't actually try to chase change. Just let the change happen. And what I mean is that don't try to so much focus on losing the actual pound. Focus on living a healthier lifestyle. And then from there, it'll be effortless to just drop that weight. But also understand the process, that because, and that's the reason why I say that when I was looking at myself through my journey, it was just really crazy to me how I wasn't even realizing that I was actually losing weight because I wasn't chasing a number. I was just wanting to live healthier. So I would remember just looking at myself in the mirror, and I would be like, oh, my gosh, my pants are falling off. Oh, my gosh, this is happening. Oh, my gosh, you know, I look so different here in different parts of my body. So that was really changing for me, and I didn't expect it because I wasn't changing an actual number. I wasn't chasing an actual number. I was chasing a healthier lifestyle. And then, you know, that change happened, of course. So I would say just understand that change will happen. And if you focus less on the change of weight and focus more so on living healthier, then it'll make a world of difference for you. So that's one thing, just understand that the change will happen. So when it does happen, it doesn't affect you as much mentally. It still will, but it won't affect you as much because there was a time where my weight loss affected me so much mentally that I kind of got stagnant and kind of got, that was probably the reason that I got stuck in the plateau because it was just a lot mentally, and I'll get into that towards the end of the show. So understand that change is going to happen. The next step to loving your body through the process would be, and I always state this, and anyone that reads my blog or follows me on social media or have listened to any of my shows, they will know this, but it is the absolute truth, and that is positive self-talk. For me, it was hard mentally because as things were changing, I would down myself and I would say, oh my gosh, I'm getting too small. Or necessarily I would listen to what other people would say when they would say, oh my gosh, you are so skinny, you're getting so small or what have you. And you allow those things to filter into, you know, what you ultimately think about yourself. So you have to be completely okay and comfortable with speaking positive to yourself. And so what I began to do was that each day I would write down things. At first I would begin to just say them, but then each day I started writing down positive affirmations to myself, and I would say them to myself each and every day. And I still do till this day. It's not something that has went away just because I've lost over 70 pounds, because the part of continuing to be on my journey and be successful on my journey, because the journey is never going to stop. But the way that I was actually able to, you know, continue to speak positive to myself, even at this point in time, you know, positive about myself and about my body. And then from there, you will see a big difference. And so what will happen is that when the change happens to you, again, it won't be such an emotional or a mental hold because you will have already prepared yourself and you will continue to be prepared through that positive self-talk. So with positive self-talk, you want to speak to yourself in a positive manner. Even before you go running, even before I go running, I always tell myself, you can do it. You have everything you need to be able to succeed. Those sort of things you want to be able to say to yourself. So that will help you in loving your body through the actual process itself. It's learning to speak positive to yourself. The next step would be, and this is step number 3. I said that I would share 7. The next step would be to actually The next step that you want to practice after the positive self-talk is also being comfortable with who you are. And this is something, you know, when I started my journey, you know, I came from a place where I was fed up, lose weight. At that point in time, I was unhealthy. My doctor was concerned. So I really was coming from a place of being frustrated. So that was extremely hard coming from a place of being frustrated, because how can you love yourself through frustration? How can you love your journey when you're first starting out and you are frustrated? So that was something that was definitely hard for me. Again, I was coming from a place of frustration. I was not coming from a place of, oh, I was so motivated to do this. Yes, in the beginning, when I began to lose weight, I told myself that nothing or no one would get in my way. But again, I was coming from a place of frustration. I wasn't coming from a place of, well, a little bit of it was a willingness to change, of course, but I wasn't solely coming from a place of motivation. And again, I was doing it on my own, and that's very hard to do as well. That's why I say, that's why I call it the beast. Because especially if you're embarking on a healthier lifestyle on your own, it is definitely hard because you don't have, I didn't have a workout buddy. I didn't have anyone that was assisting me. So I had to learn all of this basically on my own. So not only was I trying to master this on my own, but then I was also trying to be comfortable with who I was, because then you have to understand I still have to live in the world. So as I was living in the world, you have people that are noticing. People notice before you do. And I wasn't noticing, but the people around me and the change, and it was just really, it was just a lot. And you have to be completely comfortable with yourself. And one of the ways that you can assist with being comfortable with yourself is, again, practicing that positive self-talk. And, you know, that will take you very far in your actual journey, is practicing positive self-talk. And, again, I say it to myself now, whether I do it before I have to actually run or whether I just do it from a day-to-day basis, just to keep, you know, myself grounded and, you know, motivated or what have you, but just practicing positive self-talk and also being, also working on being comfortable with yourself. Because at the end of the day, when you change, you have this body. Nobody else has it. Nobody else can have your body exactly like you have it. So you have to be, you have to work on being comfortable with your body. Because if not, what can happen is that it can lead to you gaining the weight back, because you're not completely happy with who you are. And I went through that for a rough period of time. And then, like I stated, at one point in time, I've almost lost 100 pounds. And with that, I was 160. And I am not a short girl. I am 5'9". So 160, I didn't like that for me. So because I was not comfortable, and that was one of the things that I've learned from my physician, I remember just telling her that I was not comfortable at that size. And she said, okay, well, you know, you can always, excuse me, you can always gain weight back again. You just have to do it in a healthy manner. So what I did was I gained 20 pounds on my own. But again, I did that in a healthy manner. So with gaining the actual pounds, how I did that was that I began to incorporate healthy fats into my diet, so things like peanut butter, those sort of things. But I began to gain healthy weight on my own. So with that being stated or what have you, you have to be comfortable with you, because what I do believe can happen is that if you're not comfortable with who you are, then that can cause you to either become stagnant, as I did, or you can go back into a place of, you know, going back on your journey. Because if you're not comfortable there, you're not going to continue to work hard to sustain that actual lifestyle. What you may do is, because you're not comfortable, you may go into a process of you know, just gaining the actual weight back. So being comfortable with yourself throughout the process is going to be very key to sustaining a healthier lifestyle. Also, as you are loving yourself and you're speaking positive to yourself, you have to dismiss any type of bashing. So even though you're speaking positive, it does not necessarily mean that you bashing yourself will completely go away, because you may find yourself reverting back to that actual place of just being negative. So you have to not bashing yourself. And then also that comes with, of course, with not bashing yourself, it also comes with not allowing others to bash you. And with that being stated, as you have to work through the process of protecting your energy or protecting you, there may be some individuals that you may lose along the process because they cannot understand the change that is happening through you. And that actually happened to me where I throughout my process, you know, I didn't keep the same friends and, you know, everything I have now because it was very tough. And I believe that I get it because you have to understand, especially with myself, that I went through a huge transformation. I've literally lost who I was. So with that being stated, you know, people, it's hard to imagine how hard it is for you to get used to the change that is happening to you. And then, you know, other people having to get used to that. So I definitely can understand how, you know, how difficult it was or what have you. But you also have to understand that you're doing this for you. And if someone doesn't like it or they're unhealthy to your journey, then you have to let it go. Because if not, then you're not going to continue to make progress or what have you. So you have to be able to, you know, protect your energy and protect yourself. And with that, I had to, you know, I may have lost, you know, some people along the way in the process or whatever, but, you know, you have to be able to protect yourself. So with that being stated, as well as you're not bashing yourself, you also have to be careful in not letting others bash you. And I went through a rough period of that because when individuals cannot get used to something or they're uncomfortable about something, then it'll come out in a negative manner. People are not positive about it or what have you. So it'll come out in a negative manner. And so with that, I had to combat a lot of that. And then unfortunately, I had to, you know, let some people know this is something that I am actually doing for me, and if you can't accept it, then, you know, you can't be a part of my life. So you also have to, because if you allow someone else to be in your life throughout your journey and they can't understand or be positive about your actual weight loss or what have you, then you have to let it go, because things that you hear about yourself will filter into your thoughts, and then you'll never be able to get over particular humps because it's not supportive. And you're going to need all the support you can get, especially from individuals that you hang around with, that you are in relationship with. So if they can't protect you, then you have to let it go, so to speak. So as stated, you have to learn to, you know, as well as you have to speak positive to yourself, but you also have to understand that you have to protect your actual energy as well. So as well as, so first you're going to practice positive self-talk. You're going to learn how to become comfortable. And when I say learn, because that is always going to change. So you're going to have to learn how to be comfortable with yourself. And then also do not bash yourself, and also don't allow others to bash you. The next actual point as well would be motivation. So you always want to continue to motivate yourself. And the thing about motivation is that what I state with motivation is that motivation is always within you. That is not something that you necessarily can get from someone else. That is not necessarily something that anyone can give to you or anyone can or anything that you can actually buy. If you have a personal trainer or what have you, they can always work to motivate you, but eventually that's not them actually giving you motivation. Your motivation is coming from within, and it is filtering, you know, outward. But nobody can actually give you motivation. It's in you, and it's up to you for you to bring that out of yourself. So with that, you always want to remain motivated. And there are several different ways that you can actually motivate yourself. There are several different ways. So with one, figure out what works for you. So in terms of loving your body through the process, motivation is a big factor, because if you're not, all in all, if you do those other previous steps, then it will lead up to you becoming motivated because you love you. So with that being stated, motivating yourself will be figuring out what works for you. For some individuals, motivation comes from having a workout partner. So you will want to get a workout partner. And get someone that's actually consistent. I never had a workout partner because my only thing is that I didn't want to my courage and my motivation through someone else. Now, from time to time, I will run with someone else and that thing, but I don't necessarily have any actual workout partners because I just didn't want to, because especially early in my journey, because if they couldn't make a workout or if they couldn't run or what have you, then sometimes what happens is that you find yourself kind of stuck. And when you're just starting out, you're not motivated enough to continue on your own. So that's why I never really had a workout partner, because if they were not consistent, I didn't want that to stop me in my process. And I saw it happen, and then I saw it just happen to others. So, you know, that's why I just really stayed clear of having a workout partner. But if that is something that definitely motivates you, you just want to make sure that that individual is actually going to be consistent. And if not, or basically not necessarily being consistent, but if something were to take place is to where maybe you all could communicate, if they can't make a workout or if they can't make a run, then let you know ahead of time so you all can reschedule, so to speak. So you won't find yourself too much too often, because life happens, but you won't find yourself in a space where this individual just cancels and then you're like, well, I can't go running today, because your actual motivation depends upon them. So I would say just find the things that motivate you. Also, if you would need to get a trainer. So some people, again, are motivated by having an actual trainer. I've never had a trainer, but they're good resources. So if that is something that may work for you, then actually getting a trainer to actually help you out on your journey, that would be wonderful. And then those are things that help keep you motivated, because, number one, if you have a workout partner, then you have someone to hold you accountable outside of yourself. So when having a workout partner, having a trainer, you shouldn't rely solely on them. You should still work on your own key element in terms of consistency and, you know, motivation or what have you, or speaking positive to yourself or accountability, but they could be a supplement to that and add on to that in your life. So those are some things that you can do to love your body through the actual process. So again, it would be practicing positive self-talk, understanding that change will happen, and also understanding your change process. For everyone, it may look a little bit different. And if you understand that change is going to actually happen, then when it does happen, you don't feel very lost or what have you, because you understand that, okay, this was going to happen or what have you. So understand that change will happen. And then with understanding that change will happen, also understanding how you work through that as an individual, because again, change for everyone is very different. And if you understand how you work through change, then it'll be easier for you to be able to adapt when those things change. So understand that change is going to happen. Also, protecting, and I didn't really name this in the beginning, but just protecting your energy, protecting your circle. Again, with that, if there are some individuals that cannot support your process and cannot support what you're doing, maybe that relationship has to come to an end. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be a terrible ending, but it may have to come to an end because you have to ultimately protect what you're actually doing. And if you can't have individuals around you that are not supportive, because as you are changing, you're going to need all the support you can get. And if you allow anything to actually set you off, then your whole journey can be over at the hands of possibly someone else saying something to you, or, you know, you speaking ill towards yourself. So you have to protect your energy in terms of what you allow others to say to you and what you allow yourself to say to yourself. So those are some things to just keep in mind. Again, so you have to, and then also staying motivated, staying consistent, being around people and, you know, doing things that actually motivate and support you. Because if not, then you're going to become very stagnant, and then that can lead to what I led into, which was a plateau, because, you know, I wasn't staying on course with what I was doing. I was allowing what other people were saying to me. Oh, yeah, I may be getting too small. Oh, yeah, I may look like this. Oh, yeah, I may not look that great this size or what have you. So you have to be able to talk to yourself. Journal. I did a lot of journaling through my process. Because from day to day, it'll help you figure out what it is that you're wanting to do. So just loving yourself through the actual process. Again, that's going to be your biggest thing, being positive towards yourself, because, again, not everybody will be positive about your journey. And it's kind of an unrealistic expectation for you to think that everyone will support your change. Everyone will be there to hold your hand, because that's still not the case. And I didn't really realize that in the beginning. Like I said, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So that's why I love to be in a setting of speaking to others. Because if you're wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, then you're able to get some of those tips and understand what exactly is going to take place before it does. So at the end of it all, I cannot tell you enough, just be positive. Because you're going to need that regardless of what it is throughout your journey. And if you don't know how to be positive, it's going to be extremely, and it's already hard, but it's going to be 10 times harder if you don't know how to be positive towards yourself. I'm always here to answer questions or what have you. And we're coming up towards the actual end of the show. But again, I'm always here to answer actual questions. You can always, on any of my social media handles, they're very different across the board, so let me get them out to you now. Inspire to Change is on Facebook. And on Facebook, it's Inspire, and it's spelled out T-O Change. And you can search, and that's why I repost videos, and I post everything that I'm basically doing, living this healthier lifestyle. So I'm there on Facebook. On Instagram, it is _inspire2change. On Twitter is Inspire, the number 2C. On, and in terms of my email is info@inspire2change.co, not .com, it's .co. My website is www.inspire2change.co. So those are my different handles, the way that you can always contact me. Again, I do work with clients where they come to me and we construct meal plans, it's packaging. Those, that information is on my website up under the services tab. So if anyone is having an issue, because understand that clean eating is 80%. Nutrition is 80%, and throughout your journey, and physical activity is 20%. So at the end of the day, you can spend hours in the gym, but if you're not eating properly, you're really not doing anything to help your lifestyle. So just understand that dynamic. But if anyone would like to discuss or need my services, then it is actually out on my website, and it gives you my, of course, my email there to contact me. And I just recently started my shop with my collection of inspirational teas. I love it. It's doing very well. But that is shop.inspire2change.bigcartel.com. And that is on my social media handles, not necessarily on my website. It will be up there soon. So I just thank you all so, so much for listening to today's show. If you have any questions, if you need any help, I'm always available to answer. Again, you can always reach out to me. I hope you all have a great day. It is beautiful where I am in Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, stay abreast of my social media because I do events here in Charlotte called Let's Get Physical, which are group workout events. And so once I have them going on, of course, I will post them on social media. So, again, I thank you all for listening, tuning in today, or for those that will replay this back and listen at another time. I hope you all have a great and fantastic weekend, and we will talk.